This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Ken Lamneck. How are you, Ken?
Good, Robert. Good to be here.
And Ken is the CEO of Insight Enterprises, and this is a company that's slightly different than most companies in the technology space. Talk about exactly what Insight Enterprises does.
Yeah, so we're a global IT solutions provider. So we provide services to the IT industry. And what we basically do is we take the world-class manufacturers, companies like Microsoft, Cisco, IBM, HP, Apple, you name it, and we actually bring those together and make a solution for a company. So we really, our mission basically as a company is to basically build meaningful connections to help our clients' businesses run smarter. And we do that through IT solutions for our clients.
Give me an example.
Yeah, so it could be a company could have a data center or maybe 20 data centers, and they're trying to say, we've got to transform this down to two. We have the resources, the people in place to completely orchestrate that whole evolution of how they'd actually go to two data centers from 20. We can install networks for them to make their systems internally work faster and better and provide more video type solutions. We actually develop applications. So recently with a company here, not too far away from here in New York, where basically a large bank was trying to get to a new millennial workforce, and we helped develop a mobile application that interfaced with social media applications to develop a new demographic for them so they could sell more to a different client set. So it's a pretty varied solution, but we actually deliver all the services around those.
Yeah, I was actually at one of the major banks just recently, and when I walked in there, I said, oh, they mentioned your name. They said, we love these guys.
So well, great. That's good to hear.
You must be doing good work. But here is what I find is really interesting about Insight. You're highly strategic. So the analogy I might use is if someone's driving a 60-mile-an-hour car, you're going to change the tire while it's moving forward. So you're going to help them operate and have operational excellence. At the same time, you're going to help them develop and implement their strategy.
Correct.
And that's what I thought is really interesting and unique about
the
model.
And what we do is we look at that, actually, and we call it manage and transform. So every company has an IT budget, and 70% of that budget is actually on the managed side, what we call keep the lights on. And that's to make sure the computers are operating, the networks are operating, the communication devices are all operating. It costs a lot of money just to sort of keep it status quo. 30% is spent on innovation and transforming the business, and that's where clients want to move. They want to put more and more effort into transforming the business so they can actually become more differentiated to their clients. So that's an area. We work in both spheres because clients need the management side. They need companies who can do that very efficiently for them, very cost effectively, but also help them to transform the business. So we play in both spaces.
So here's a big question. That 30%, is that something where the most visionary companies might say, oh, we're going to spend 40% on the future, or does it all really average out at about the 30%?
Yeah, a good question, Robert. So it averages about 30, but the trend is definitely moving towards, hey, we want to spend 70% on transforming, but you still got to manage the business. And that's where technologies like the cloud are helping clients enable themselves to do that faster and more cost-effectively to try to spend more money on the transform side.
Let's hear another example of a company that you're working with, and they're saying, we see the future, and we know, and as all CEOs I interview, they know digital is the future. What challenge they were facing, and how specifically you walked through the challenge with them, and what type of execution you delivered?
Yeah, so one company who's a major hotel vacation property company that we all know was challenged saying, hey, we've got to get on this managed side. It's still such a big part of our business. We've got to do this more efficiently. So we do this for thousands of clients. We develop an IT catalog for them so that basically all their workers access this catalog for all their IT needs. And really what we do is we create this catalog, and it's a website that we create, make it look like theirs, and it's really ours. And they're transacting all their business electronically through us. And then we just basically, on a weekly basis, send them all the invoices. And so that really becomes so easy for them now to manage that sort of supply chain part of their business much more efficiently than they do today.
And I think supply chain is a real expertise, something you're known for.
That's correct.
Talk more about, how about in the manufacturing space, supply chain? Are you doing anything there?
Yeah, we work with a whole varied, all companies of size. So manufacturing companies, of course, same issue. They're buying a lot of IT products. They don't have standardized products. They're looking for us to say, create a catalog that can force the standardization, force the simplicity, and force it to be all electronic so they don't have people having to interact all the time with these transactions.
So today, when you look at Insight, it's about a $6.7 billion company.
Correct.
And you're working with many of the top Fortune 1000, but you also work with smaller companies as well. And you have about 6,600 teammates,
That's
you
correct.
Call them. The whole foundation was really interesting. It was these two brothers, like, with, what, $2,000 in a garage,
yeah.
You know, 30 years ago.
Exactly,
just,
30 years
just walk ago. Through quickly the uniqueness of that.
Yeah, so Tim and Eric Crown, both brothers, and Eric's traditional story was getting his master's at ASU, Arizona State University, and came up with an idea and encouraged his brother Tim to actually, who's still the chairman of the board, by the way, say, hey, why don't we come and let's start a business? And this was obviously 30 years ago. IT was just starting to happen. Didn't have much money, like you said, $2,000, and started selling hard disk drives, basically in a little warehouse that they, you know, took over. And, of course, you know, 30 years later, it's a Fortune 500 company.
Very exciting. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Ken Lamneck, who is the CEO of Insight Enterprises, a $6.6 billion company. And you're involved really in strategy, as we spoke for before. Tell me, how is technology impacting business right now? And then I want to talk about your vision for the future.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such an exciting time to be in the technology space because it's affecting every fabric of every industry. So it used to be, you know, it was called IT as information technology. And back, it's still a young industry. So back in the 60s and 70s, companies like IBM developed computers that could basically do very manual tasks faster and probably more error-free than humans could. And that's really, it was all about productivity and so forth. It's evolved now to be much more than that. It's all about intelligence building. We call it intelligent technology, where now you're starting to see, you know, it's the source of collaboration, the source of innovation, the source of how companies differentiate themselves. So you're hearing terms like artificial intelligence and IoT, Internet of Things, and machine learning. So all this is being built in such that you're basically, what you're seeing is that every product will have intelligence built into it.
Even like my shirt, it's going to have a cardiac monitor.
Yeah.
And my tie.
Yeah, in fact, we just did a project for a company, a sports team that basically was building an intelligent jersey. So they basically had sensors in the jersey so they can basically get all the biometric data on their athletes to see, first off, were they dehydrated, right?
Make
sure that, and understand their performance at all points of the game. So they can understand.
Was
and they
basketball?
Know very specifically. It was actually more of a European team. It was the Irish hurling team, if you're into that at all. But it's applicable to every sports industry, and you're starting to see that become very, very prominent. As they now can really understand exactly what's going on with each athlete at every point in time in the game.
And you once said something to me that I thought was really cool about business and everyone is technology. Talk about exactly what you're saying there.
Yeah, so every company is becoming an IT company, and every individual is having to get more and more accessible to technology. So it used to be, you know, you sold IT to the IT department, and it was the CIO, the chief information officer, was the key person. Now it's in all lines of business. So it's the sales team, it's the marketing team, it's finance, it's accounting, it's operations. Everybody wants technology to help their teammates internally work better, but very importantly, to differentiate themselves in how they service their external clients.
So you're really saying all of your clients, every company is a technology company now.
Correct.
And how do you help them see what the future is?
Yeah, I mean, we have lots of specialists and consultants that can go in and actually do all sorts of proof of concepts to the clients and actually show them demonstrations of how their business can really run smarter. So the benefit we've got is we service thousands of clients that we understand what's best in class. So we won't share company names, but we'll share best practices to clients and say,
oh,
hey, to the bank, this is what's possible. this is what's possible if you actually look at it this way. So it really gets clients to be very enticed into saying, wow, we want to do that.
That's pretty exciting. You have 1 minute left before we take a break. After break, we're going to talk about the real future. But just start us off. What are some of the things of the future?
Yeah, the things of the future that are occurring, of course, you're hearing a lot about artificial intelligence, and it's still in its infancy, but things like cloud computing are really enabling this technology. We call it the democratization of AI, because cloud computing makes it accessible to everybody. But the intelligence that's being built in and what that brings to people is just really amazing. And you're going to talk about machine learning and all these other technologies that basically enable you to do things much, much faster, much better for your client sets.
Your website is?
Insight.com.
Insight.com. Oh, you were able to get Insight.com. That's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone fights for that. This is Robert Breese, and we're about to take a break. When we come back with Ken Lamneck, we're going to talk about his vision of what the world will be like in 5 years. Back in a few.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're with Ken Lamnick, who is the CEO of Insight Enterprises. And this is a leading company that helps all types of organizations. And you said companies are all technology companies now, really, and IT companies. What is the vision of where will business be like? How will it change over the next 5 years?
Yeah, there's so much automation occurring right now with technology. So at the root of it, you're hearing things like RPA, which is robotic process automation. So very manual tasks. In fact, we use it internally.
Like narrow AI.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And you're hearing things like chatbots. So mm-hmm. We've created a chatbot for a major university in Australia as an example. So all their incoming students now can intelligently text back and forth, which I think it's a person on the other end, and we've developed 3,000 questions, everything they might want to answer, they can do it 24/7, constantly, they're on top of that. So the technology at that level is really rudimentary and is going. You're starting to see it in the airlines. So if you lose a bag, it's all going to be through chat features, intelligence, that's going to know exactly where your bag is and give you all the information, has your record information of where you want it shipped, all those type of things. That's all starting to evolve very, very quickly. Within a year, you're going to see all that. When you go forward, you start to see the technology and start to help in the healthcare industry. So we worked recently with a company in the healthcare field that treats diabetic patients. Big, big issue, very, very costly. And we've created basically, with this client, we developed a mobile application for them where actually all of their patients now actually have this, and it's really sort of a monitoring device. It takes all the analytics and all the data to them, and it designs for them, you know, the diets they should be on. It checks in with them every single day, their exercise programs, and it basically learns as it's doing this. So you're going to see in the healthcare field this technology become very, very prevalent.
And probably personalization is going to be
complete
huge.
Complete personalization.
And genomics as well.
Yeah, and I think so when you extend those, the fact that you're bringing intelligence to pretty much every product, every device, it really becomes sort of mind-boggling to think that, you know, we're starting to see that in the home to some degree, but, you know, you got to really look, this is going to really scale in a very, very big way. When you see it in automobiles today, it's really scaling very, very quickly.
Well, I'll tell you, Ken, you have a cool job. You're helping people create the future.
Yes.
You must feel great. Pinch yourself every morning.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Wow. How'd I get here? It's great. So let's talk about how'd you get here. The culture you have, you know, you don't call the 6,700. You don't call them employees. You call them like teammates.
Correct.
And then you have, I have to say, in all fairness, we have 600,000 listeners and most of them CEOs. This is the coolest, among the top 10 I've ever heard in great values. So tell your 3 H's also.
Yeah, so our value system, of course, every company's got a value system, and I've worked for a few different companies, and we put on the back of badges, but nobody could remember them, right? And the key to a value system is people need to know what they are. So ours
hard
are
to live them if you don't know what they
exactly.
are.
Exactly. Hunger, heart, and harmony.
Hunger, heart, and harmony. How
those
did
are
you come up
values.
With those? Those are great.
Yeah, I mean, it's a descriptive of who we are as a company. So hunger is about the insatiable desire to make sure our clients win. Heart is the fact that it's all about people, right? That's the business that we're in. It's all about the people. So we've got a responsibility to our teammates. And we also have a responsibility to the communities we live in. Right. As a public company, we've got to make sure our communities are better places to live. So we do a lot of philanthropic things in the communities for that. And then harmony is the fact that it's the greatest team sport. It's all about teamwork. So it's all about how does every aspect of our business operate to successfully deliver these IT solutions to our clients.
You know, I almost feel it's unfair. Those are the three best H's. I wanted to take them from my company, and I bet tons of people want to use these. You must feel great, like you own them first.
Well, that's the greatest form of flattery.
And when you look at those, which is of the most – if you look at the hierarchy, if there was only one of those you could have, the hunger, the heart, the harmony, what would you say?
Yeah, as you said, all three are important and critical as they're also intertwined. But, you know, to me, hunger, of course – is really important. It's that, you know, desire. You really want to win. You really want to improve yourself. You want to improve your clients.
And it's your help. It seems what's great about what Insight is doing, it's all about the clients and helping them succeed in the next world. So what's an example of a unique practice you have in your culture to implement those types of three H's?
Yeah, so an example where I spend, in any given week, I'll do two roundtables, or, you know, basically where I'll sit with different departments, and I just want to sit with the people themselves, the teammates that are doing the work, not the leadership, not the management. And I'll sit, and I really want to make sure that as the messages I think we're communicating, getting down to the level where they really actually do the work, is that they're really resonating. So I'll really sort of check in on that. And then I'm trying to check in on what's working for them. What areas should we be improving on? How do we make Insight a better company? So really checking in, and I usually come back with a list of 20 different items and go through those and share those with our team and say, hey, this is what I learned, and these are the things that we need to improve on. So it's that sort of, you know, it's that harmony of getting together and really understanding at a very grassroots level what's working and what's not. Really, really important.
When you look at CEOs who are transformative and changing industries as you are, and you're changing it for your clients as well, what are the core characteristics that you think are really requisite?
You know, I think, you know, certainly when you look at overall for CEOs, you got to have the right strategy, of course. That goes without saying.
And I like your idea of helping people by benchmarking them, saying, hey, here's what other companies in that industry
are doing. And then it's, you know, the key is, of course, it's about execution.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it's about the team that you build, right? Overall, the team that you build becomes the most important aspect of leadership.
So when you're saying that, you don't use the word associates, employees, right?
Correct. We use teammates.
Yeah. What made you decide on that?
Yeah, because we thought it was, you know, employees sounded maybe a little bit too sort of sterile, right? You know, you hear people talk about headcount and so forth, and it's like, well, no, this is part of our team. This is how we operate. This is how we execute, and they need to be on the same team. And so it's all about, like, harmony. It's all about the team. It's not about I. It's about the team.
So let's continue and talk more about your leadership philosophy. Now, you went to West Point. You worked in the military 5 years. You were then with IBM, and you started as an engineer, but sort of like sales and marketing.
Correct.
Moved there, you know, became divisional president of Arrow. How would you, after this whole experience, codify what your leadership philosophy is about?
Yeah, I would say it's about servant leadership in my mind. And it's interesting because, you know, the military, they really teach you that. A lot of people have different views of stereotypes of the military being very autocratic, command and control, which is part of it. But it's really about servant leadership, which really means at the essence is the fact that, you know, it's all about the team. It's about the people. How do you empower the people? How do you give them the tools, the resources that they can really, you know, execute to it? We like to say that leadership's, you know, a contact sport. Right, you don't manage it through email. You
I
don't
like
manage
that. Leadership is a contact sport.
Yeah, you don't manage from behind the desk. You're with the people, you're with the team, you're at the front lines, and that's what makes it exciting. So, you know, as an example, as we talk a lot about, it's the fact that as leaders, we should not ask our people to do anything that we're not prepared to do. Right, we should be on the front lines with them and making sure that when they see that, the people really realize that wait, this truly is a team effort.
So you've about a minute left. What is the future for Insight?
Yeah, the future for Insight is, you know, we couldn't be more pleased with the industry that we're in. I mean, IT is such an exciting place with incredible potential for the future that's really evolving. And our, you know, our passion is to really help our clients win, to help their businesses run smarter. And we represent incredible partners in the ecosystems like Microsoft and Apple and HP and Cisco and IBM that really help enable us to really deliver those solutions. So, you know, we're really excited about what the future means. And I think, again, we're all going to benefit both professionally and personally with the direction of where technology is going.
Well, Ken, a real pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it.
Are Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Gary Shapiro.
How are you, Gary?
I am terrific, Robert. Thank you so much for coming here.
And Gary is the CEO of Consumer Technology Association, which is the biggest technology association in America. He also is the CEO of CES, which is the largest technology digital trade show, or even business trade show, in the entire world.
CES is the largest business event in the world. It attracts more CXOs than any event in the world. And it also...
About how many and how many people?
Well, we get about 68,000 CXOs and about 180,000 plus people show up. And it's not open to the public. So it's the biggest business event of any type. We have over 1,000 different people speaking, but we have over 4,000 exhibitors there. And the reason everyone comes, and it's just not people in the consumer technology industry. It's CXOs from all over the world who want to see the future of innovation, and they get inspired when they come there because they see where the possibilities are. The value of serendipity is what you see and how you're inspired, because think about what innovation is. Innovation is putting different thoughts together in a new creative way, and what they see there is potential acquisitions, potential partnerships. They always come back and they say, like, this is more business meetings, more ideas, more people to see that are important than I could do traveling around the world for 6 months. So it's a CXO event, and that's what we position as, and it's we treat CXOs well to come there. So we invite any of your listeners who are CXOs to look into coming. Just go there once, and then you'll see the next year how you can really take advantage of it.
If they do want to come, what's the website they would go to find
CES.tech.
out?
CES.tech is the website. It's easy to get to. It's easy to apply for. You do it right, but you should plan ahead. You should download the app. You should plan your meetings and your trip there and give yourself time to explore, but also arrange some meetings ahead of time. We make it very easy to do that.
I always thought of it as like it's Davos for technology in a way. That's how I see it. You don't like that, though.
Well, I think Davos is nice, but Davos is thinking ideas about and talking to politicians.
And you're getting real stuff done. Real stuff done. Okay.
You want a business show? This is a business event where partnerships are formed, strategic alliances, inspiration. It makes a difference in your business.
Okay, so tell me about one of the great speakers that was there this last session. One of the great ideas that emerged from it. See, you're not getting off easy, guys.
You love the one great thing, but when you have over 1,000 speakers and you have great speakers from NVIDIA and Ford and IBM and startups as well, and there's so much there to be inspired and learn about.
But tell me what IBM was talking.
Well, what happens is actually IBM was talking about artificial intelligence. They had three extraordinarily bright women on stage at a senior level talking about Watson and the future and the problems will be resolved. But they had other speakers there as well. I mean, the point is you're getting the best speakers in different areas from around the world, but it's not just about speaking. When there's over 4,000 different exhibits, you won't see everything. And what a lot of CEOs do is they come the first time. I sometimes call people and say, get out to Las Vegas today. They'll get their chief technology officer, get their business opportunity people, sales, others. And they'll have them next year or that week and say, come out here. This is a team approach. We have to figure out how to do this next year right so we can really take advantage of this, split up the different categories. You go to this, we go to this, and we talk every day. And you go there with objectives, but you also allow opportunity to meet people that you otherwise wouldn't even know you're supposed to meet. And I have hundreds of stories of companies that have formed business relationships which have totally changed the bottom line by going to CES.
That's pretty exciting. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Gary Shapiro, and we're just talking about CES. First, we're going to talk more about the future of technology, but give a snapshot of Consumer Technology Association, what the association is. I know it won, it has a huge sign, the whole building, and it was the best company to work for and, fastest growing, so.
Well, all our employees are in incentive compensation. One of our measurable, and they're all measurable, goals is to get at least 20 or so independent awards, and five of them new or something like that every year. But we are a great place to work, and we have the healthiest environment. We do all these things. But one of the reasons is because we are a U.S. association. You have to be a U.S. or Canadian company to join, but we're a global trade show with CES. That's a global event. But we're focused on the competitiveness and the health of the U.S. economy. We believe one of the biggest things is a deficit. We never ask the government for money for our own industry, but we're always out there saying, we need a change in immigration policy. We need a change in trade policy. We need all these good things to happen. so our economy can continue to grow, because that's what's really important for all the companies doing business in the U.S., and that's what drives us. It's a very strategic leadership, volunteers that we have at the very top, and we are so focused, and we have been for over 10 years now on that goal. Promote innovation. It's the unique U.S. strength that we have here, and why are we the best in the world at it? Why do we have more unicorns, billion-dollar startup companies than any other country in the world, probably all of them put together? Is because we do things right. Now, we sometimes veer off those guardrails. Our immigration policy is going the wrong direction. We're kicking out and not enticing the best and the brightest the way we used to. Our trade policy is going in the wrong direction. We're putting a barrier around the United States. But in some ways, we've gone the right direction. We're getting rid of a lot of burdensome rules. We pushed very heavily for that. We've changed our tax structure. We've been working on that for 9 years. We got it. We got repatriation through. We got a lower corporate tax rate. So we're doing the right things in some areas, but not in others. But our job is in public policy. It's in promoting our industry. It's also doing a phenomenal amount of market research, which we share with our members. And we develop standards. So we're looking at things in so many different areas, whether privacy standards, so all our members that make these great products like Apple and Fitbit and others can agree on, in a sense, get there before the government does. Government will regulate you if you don't do it yourselves. We're doing it in measuring steps. We're doing it in measuring sleep, measuring brainwaves. We're doing all sorts of innovative things to create and propel industries forward.
So if you look at the landscape of the world, you know, China is driving a lot of AI, and all they have, like, I think 168 people have already been gene edited there. Where does the United States fit in? You talk about innovation. What's the whole layout of the world and America's role in the future, say, next two decades?
Well, you're correct about two things there. AI is the future, and China increasingly is the country that we are in a collision course with, because China has a different model. You know, it's a top-down approach from the government. They tell them what to do in AI, and they also restrict the freedoms. Freedom to marry, freedom of press, freedom to access the Internet, freedom of companies to do business there. Totally controlled environment. The U.S. and our world of democracy in Europe are fighting for a lot of things that China disagrees with, and we're in a collision course. So we have to, in a sense, make sure our policies give us a winning future. What we're doing right in AI is we're letting companies plot the course. We are not telling them what to do. And while China's throwing money and people and very bright people being educated that we're kicking out, they're doing some really great things. I still think we have the winning hand, because we have companies that are free to explore, to innovate, and we have to make sure our government has the right policies. We have to change those immigration policies to get those bright people and get them to stay here after we educate them. So China and the U.S. are taking different strategies on artificial intelligence is probably the best example. I think, though, if we do tweak it a little bit in terms of getting the brightest people and making sure our government doesn't mess it up, because, I mean, there are all legitimate concerns. There's concerns about privacy. There's concern about displaced American workers. There's concerns that are we training people in our schools the right way? We have to address those issues. We have to redo how we train kids at the early stage. We got to engage the women and the minorities and get them into science and technology, just not white and Asian males should be leading and being at our companies. We got to tap all our diverse talent that we have here. And we have to change what we're doing in our educational system. And we have to change our immigration policy, make sure we have a good trade policy. And then, you know, in terms of throwing money at it, we don't advocate throwing money at things. But if government is going to put money and invest, AI is a great thing to do. Because that, self-driving cars, the Internet of Things, robotics, we know this is the future. We know where we're going. And there'll be things, surprises, there'll be bumps on the way. For example, self-driving cars. You will have car accidents. People will die, even with self-driving. But, you know, the benefits are so huge, not only from a competitive point of view, but from a health point of view. We know that healthcare technology is going to be totally changed by artificial intelligence. Our healthcare sector, CES, is growing. The number of companies involved with healthcare and us is growing dramatically because they're solving problems. You shouldn't have to go to the doctor every time you need something. You could do remote monitoring. You could figure out predictive intelligence with AI. There's so many different things you could do. So we have to make sure our policies match those. And that's our job as an association and as a country.
It's pretty exciting. One sentence before, because we have 1 minute till break, one sentence of advice to CEOs before we take a break on how to embrace technology.
Well, the way you embrace technology is you go to different events and you see where the innovation's there. As great as technology is, you have to have face-to-face contacts to talk about whether you can trust them and to be surprised and delighted and to learn things and to stretch your mind. The role of a CEO is not to make sure the FedEx gets out tomorrow, the immediate day tomorrow. The goal is to think about the strategic future of the company and where, and the biggest impact today is technology and innovation. And if you stay the same, you're going to be left behind.
On that note, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the challenges of technology as well. I saw your eyes there, Gary. We're with Gary Shapiro, back in a few.
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back with Gary Shapiro, the CEO of Consumer Technology Association, also the leader of CES, the largest business association, business meeting in the entire world. We're talking about exciting AI. I want to go into a little bit of the dark side of AI. You look at quantum computing, how it could break into any website. You look at banking, maybe banking may become humans obsolete, the whole entire investment industry, because now AI could do a better job than humans can. What is the potential? You look at cybersecurity. So there's this thing that people are scared that too much information will be shared, and then we're going to go down a road where there's no longer a place for man. It's just going to be machine. What's your take on all that?
Well, my take is technology is neutral. So if you look at the major advancements in mankind, whether it was the wheel, fire, the printing press, the car, television, the computer itself, all these things raise the human condition dramatically. We're living like by a factor of three longer than we used to live. We're using healthier, better lives. We're more educated. We're more sophisticated. But every one of those things I mentioned has been used as an instrument of war, as lethal, as death. So we're always going to face this. So the trick of government is to say, let's have an intelligent discussion. These things are good. These are going to improve the human condition. They're going to empower the disabled. They're going to empower older people. We have a generation of older people that can't even take care of themselves, and we don't have people to take care of them. Technology is going to make a difference in people's lives in a million different ways, including starvation. And how do we get the benefits of technology and acknowledge some of the risk factors and address those risk factors as narrowly as possible to address the specific harm without choking innovation? We can't afford to choke innovation. That's been the strength of the U.S., is that we have allowed our companies to develop without the government saying, do it this way or do it that way. Every step of the way, whether it's the invention of credit cards or the VCR or anything else, the government has said, we're going to let it take its course. That's why we're leading the world in the number of unicorns, the number of great companies like Uber and Airbnb and Amazon and eBay. And I could go on for a very long time talking about the world-leading countries, which are my members. But the reason that we are the world-leading companies is because we have a spirit of innovation. We have diversity here. We have the First Amendment, which protects you in a thousand different ways. And we have a willingness to come together, all these diverse people from around the world who have become Americans, and say, we want to make it better. And that's what we do in this country. So, yes, there are things which can happen, but the worst thing a government can do is to chalk that up. Now, a government can do positive things. They could say, how do we educate our kids? How do we train them? How do we inspire everyone to go into these areas and get these great jobs? How do we change the nature of what we're training for? Like in the U.S. today, we have hundreds of thousands of jobs open for data scientists that are going in unfilled. They're paid a huge amount of money, and they go into also app developers. And so many new jobs are being created, even like take self-driving cars. We know they're coming. Will that put drivers out of business? To a certain extent, yeah, and it'll take a long time, and there'll always be need people to carry stuff and do other things, at least for the foreseeable future. But there will be job loss. How do we retrain people? Especially, I hate to say it, but and this is, in a sense, the rural population, which is not that trained, and the older men and get them meaningful positions. And those are challenges we should be talking about. But we have to think for the long term for the country. And the long term is we want to keep our lead in innovation. We want to advance the human condition. And we want to take these unique things and make our country and continue to build on them, stick with our principles about innovation, creativity, diversity, as we give people meaningful work. And then we have to have a discussion in the long-term future. Will everyone be working full-time, or will there be other opportunities to do things? And these are big discussions, and they're going to take years. But don't mess it up. Don't choke off innovation and let the Chinese get ahead of us.
There you go. Don't talk off innovation. Now, let's take the word transformation. You see more transformative CEOs than almost anyone does, and they're all leading innovation. What are the characteristics of a great transformative CEO?
A great transformative CEO is, first of all, one that listens. When you come in and take a job, if you have strong opinions right away, you will not succeed. So you have to have strong listening skills. You have to have strong ethics. Obviously, that's a prerequisite at this point. You have to be really clean because you are the role model. You have to be willing to speak up on behalf of your company, frankly, which is more and more common now because companies have employees, and employees want to feel they're working in a good place, and they have customers, and the customers want to feel their values are aligned with the company's brand. And you also have to be willing to go outside of your comfort zone. Getting out there.
Learning from other industries.
Learning from other industries. Because cross-pollination is the definition of creativity.
That's a great... Cross-pollination is the definition of creativity. You heard that here.
And it's true, though. It's no longer you go up in one segment of a company and you move, like, from the finance person or this person. You have to grow in the company. And MBAs are valuable for this, by the way, is that they teach you how to work with teams. They teach you how to work with diverse teams in a global way. And the more you're going around the world and not only listening to your customers, but listening to others and getting ideas, that is where it comes from. It's not a great CEO to say, I think this and I'm always right. The great CEO is listening to other people's ideas and adopting the best ideas. So what big company CEOs should be doing is talking to startups all the time now. And that's why at CES, we have over 1,000 startups in an area called Eureka Park. And more we're seeing great CEOs walking around that area to see what's out there, to get inspired, to get ideas. Because it used to be just 5 years ago, those startups were too small. They would never get even the interest of a big company. But a big company doesn't have to buy them or even invest in them. They could just partner with them. They can mentor them. They could get them their first customer. And that's where a lot of the innovation is coming with startups, because they could do it better than big companies can.
Let's go into the future. You've 2 minutes left. The year is 2020. What has changed that didn't occur in 2018?
Well, that's only 2 years, and that's not the far future.
Okay.
The far future is 2050, so no one remembers what I said. Well, we will have self-driving cars, obviously. We'll have robots that are more and more human-like, doing a lot of things, taking care of us. We'll have artificial intelligence will be predictive in terms of our health. So you'll sit in a chair, and the chair will tell you whether you're likely to get sick and what you could do about it immediately to avoid getting sick. We'll have specific genetic coding and treatments that will basically get rid of most cancers. We'll have focused ultrasound therapy, which zap you, as is already being done for three types of diseases today, which on an outpatient basis, so you don't have to do chemotherapy and you don't have to go through radiation. There's all these other things that are developing very, very quickly that are just not getting a lot of publicity. So I think the future is really, really bright. And we'll be focusing on how we develop and what inspires us as human beings so we could, as the Gates Foundation says, develop our full potential.
And we have 1 minute left. Any final advice to CEOs? You said meet with people, learn from other industries.
Well, the other thing is you have to be willing to take risks, and sometimes you fail. And that's not only you as a CEO, that's people in your company. That's really, really important. Failure is the great learner, not success. You think you're successful. I think I'm successful. And I have to tell you, I'm not that smart. I'm pretty freaking lucky. But I've also taken a lot of risks, and most of them have paid off. But when they haven't paid off, I've had great mentors and board members, which would say, Gary, we'll still be behind you. You took a risk. It didn't work. You were honest about it, you cut it off quickly, and you move forward. And you have to move quickly. What I love about my own board is like we can make a decision in 48 hours on something totally new by a mail ballot because they are opportunistic, they're flexible, they're not slow, and they understand that speed matters and flexibility and thinking outside the box matters.
And there you have it. Gary, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
It's great being here. Thank you for focusing.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.